USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A string of troubling inflation reports in recent days is likely to lead Federal Reserve officials to consider surprising markets with a larger-than-expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase. Before officials began their pre-meeting quiet period on June 4th, they had signaled that they were prepared to raise interest rates about a half percentage point, and then again in July. But the market's deteriorating faster than expected, tougher decisions may come sooner than later. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Lawrence Summers, on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong.
Nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies, including the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Department, failed to report their 2021 crime data to the FBI. That will result in more difficulty tracking crime in America. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Boston Public Transportation is having a problem with citizens urinating in walkways.
The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority in Boston hopes a new program will tackle the problem of public urination in its elevators. They're launching a pilot program in August, which urine detection sensors will be placed on 4 downtown elevators. The sensors will alert transit ambassadors who can dispatch a cleaning crew. It's not a new idea. MARTA in Atlanta launched a similar pilot about a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Record flooding and rock slides following a burst of heavy rains prompted the rare closure on Monday of all five entrances to Yellowstone National Park. The entire park, spanning parts of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, will remain closed to visitors, at least through Wednesday, as officials assess damage to roads, bridges, and other facilities. For more information, visit us online, usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Primary elections are taking place today in Maine, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Nevada. In the Silver State, it's mostly Republican, with the exception of Las Vegas and Clark County. It leans Democrat, and because of that, the state has been blue for years. Trump-endorsed and Senate candidate Republican Adam Laxalt says Nevada is not a blue state and will flip red.
Well, there was a poll that was released the day after the one you just put on the screen that said it was 26 points, and that internal that he claims to have was never released to the public. So I think that's about all I have to say about that. We feel very strong. We've run a great race, and we've got incredible support across the state. And I'll tell you, this last week, we went into nearly every community across the state. And the enthusiasm for us and for Republicans to flip our state, I've never seen anything like it.
Nevada Senate candidate Adam Laxalt on Newsmax overnight. Elon Musk is set to participate in an all-hands meeting with Twitter employees on Thursday. It will be the first time the billionaire has spoken directly to the company's workforce since he began his takeover in April. Twitter CEO announced the meeting in an email to staffers on Monday, saying they could submit questions for Mr. Musk in advance. The best-of-seven Stanley Cup championship games begins tomorrow night. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Colorado Avalanche. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.